Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, on a Wednesday, we like to do this.
Jen's Regional Roundup.
Time for your regional roundup, and I've been really looking forward to talking to our Munster correspondent today because she has some big, big news. She is in studio, Aideen O'Connell. Good morning.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm good. So last time we spoke, you were applying for something. Let's just give people a little reminder because it's too good not to play.
The pale moon was rising.
Yes, Aideen has been accepted. I don't know what the correct term is, but you are going to be a rose.
I'm going to be a rose. Yeah.
Tell people. So you are the Kerry Rose.
I'm the Kerry Rose. Yeah, shock.
Oh, we have a Kerry Rose in the house. So when you applied, did you think you would get this far?
No. No, I very nearly didn't enter because I was like, I'm too busy, I won't be able to do it. I dropped out and then I think I met someone and I said it and they're like, oh my God, don't be stupid, do it. So then about 2 hours later, I text back Susan O'Gar, the lovely Susan who's over at the Kerry Rose Centre, and I said, Susan, actually, I will do it. And then went there Saturday night, got dressed up, was just like, going to have a lovely night, was with all the amazing, there was 23 of us in it, 22 amazing girls. And then I was announced.
Oh my
as the Kerry
days.
Rose. I was shocked.
Were you?
No, like I
did
wasn't.
Did the other girls give you daggers?
No, they didn't. They were so lovely. They were actually a bit worried about me because, like, I was... There's a video of me before we were announcing. It was actually Dahi O'Shea that was on the stage. It was great to meet Dahi. But I was like, leaning back on my chair, being, like, really chill and being like, which one of these lovely girls I was going to pick? Because I was like, not going to be me. And then all of a sudden, he was like, Aideen O'Connell. And I swear to God, my mouth dropped. And the entire time then I was up there, I was like...
What?
I was like... Am I like I didn't feel like I was there? It's a very weird experience.
And when you called the mammy, how did the folks feel? How did the family feel?
They all came down to the stage. So my brothers hugged me. They never hugged me. My father hugged me. They don't really hug me either. And my mother was crying. My aunts were crying.
Oh,
my boyfriend wasn't even
there.
My boyfriend was actually up in Louth playing golf. Mm. So he missed it. He missed the whole thing. But it was just like. It was just so weird. Like, I think people are always like, no, I didn't expect it, but I really wasn't. And then it's all very loud and they're taking the sash off you and putting on the sash and they're taking pictures, the whole lot. And then I was holding on to this. They give you like a Tipperary crystal vase and a bouquet of roses. And eventually Anthony O'Gar, who's like the chief executive, came over and like took the vase off me because I say he thought I was going to drop it.
Oh, really?
Like, I was so like...
Shocked.
I was just shocked.
So whatever happens now, you will always be a Kerry Rose.
Always be a Kerry Rose.
You'll
yeah,
always be a Kerry Rose. It's always going to be on the CV. So what are the preparations now? What do you have to do?
Prep. So I think I'm quite quiet for the minute, but once July comes around and especially once August comes around, it's going to be full steam ahead. So I have a few things lined up the minute, going to different schools and stuff like that. And then I think the tour starts on like the 11th. So it's about, I think it's like 13 days. So we'll be touring the country and I'm meeting all the other roses. And then we'll have obviously the festival in Tralee. So there'll be the ball, there'll be the parades, there'll be everything. And like, it's so weird because I used to go to all these things like, and then as I got a bit older, I used to go into the Dome on a Tuesday night, mm-hmm. Park Central. And yeah, so we'll all be there now. Like,
all
it's
be
just,
there.
Yeah.
Do you feel pressure?
No, I don't. I thought I would. People are like, oh, because you're the Kerry Rose, you're the local Rose. But no, I'm just so happy. Like, I could never play football, so I was never going to make a county team, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. this now is my David Clifford moment. This is my All-Ireland. This is it.
Oh my, you are going to be our eyes and ears in the Rose of Tralee,
yes.
whether you like it or
You'd
not.
You'll have to come down and
we will.
Live from Tralee.
That's a great idea. It sounds, listen, all I hear is it's great crack and you enjoy every single moment of it. What else? Yeah. Is there anything else going on? Tell me about, I mean, you definitely delivered your the Kerry Rose, but tell me about the Tomcat who couldn't deliver.
The Tomcat. So I'm being brought back down to earth now, listeners,
yeah,
back to my
on.
Job.
Go on,
and
tell us.
If anyone see me, I'm actually on my phone because my prep hasn't been great this week.
But you do have a sash on.
I have a sash on, yeah. I think I have a bit of an excuse. But so basically, there was two owners in Cork. One owned a cat, one owned a Tomcat. The woman who owned the cat wanted to impregnate her cat.
Yeah.
So paid the owner of the Tomcat €400 to basically do the deed and create some magic. The magic didn't happen. And the woman was looking for her €400 back.
Okay. So these mad stories always happen in Cork for some reason.
Always.
You always start these mad cap stories with a woman in Cork or a man in Cork. So she wants her £400
back.
I think rightly so.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, she was expecting, I think the cash went to the Tomcat 4 times.
Oh, right.
But then, because it was a case, and it was said that maybe the Tomcat had some issues, maybe. Or maybe the cat was infertile, so we don't know.
Okay.
You know? And we don't want to speculate.
No, we don't. We don't know what's going on there. Well, keep me updated on that amazing story from Cork. Is there a kind of a Tinder going on for cows? What's that?
Tinder for cows. So I got this in Cork. And I think this is a fantastic story. One of the way it starts off is, are you a lonely cow? Sometimes I actually am. But let's not say too much about that. But basically, yeah, so there's now a Tinder for Cow app, and it has 4,000 farmers on it already. It's called Sire Advice, and it's huge hit. So it's basically, they don't really say much about how it works, but I presume you go on and you swipe and you can see the cow's credentials, and it's like, you can see
it
if you want.
That is so clever.
Yeah, very clever. And then you can bring your bull and your cows.
Yeah, maybe the cat people should have
do a
done
bit
that.
Of chatting, you know.
You know, maybe the cat lady should have matched better.
I
there
know.
Should be a Tinder for
there
cats.
Should be one for cats now as well. But it's doing very well. Supposedly, like, it's actually very beneficial to, like, the environment and for farming. So the whole point of it is it's a breeding program. And supposedly breeding programs are very, very good for basically profitability for cow farmers, for dairy farmers, and then as well for the environment. So there is a, you know, it sounds really funny, but there actually is a,
there's a reason
behind it.
A proper reason.
A proper reason. But I think it's a great idea.
That's
so, yeah,
a great
if anyone
idea.
If has any lonely cows out there, you know where to go.
Get them on there. Love. And what about this Kinsale man?
Yes. So this story, I actually had seen this story originally a few weeks ago, but a man called Ian Murphy, he's been living in Dubai for the past 10 years, and him and his partner Christine are living out there, and Christine's cousin was in Dubai, and they went out to the desert, as you do. I was also out in the desert and went on the camels. Everything was fab. But while they were out there, they saw a camel in distress, and basically the camel was in quicksand and was sinking. So Ian had a shovel in his van for work.
Of course
he took out the shovel. Of course he did. As an Irishman, always has a shovel in the van. And was trying to dig the camel out, so it took like 40 minutes. Then a load of other people came, and then they had to get a pickup truck to get the camel out and everything like that. But basically, to say thanks, the people in the desert gave them a goat as a sign of thanks.
Handy.
Which is very nice. I wanted a goat when I was crowned Kerry Rose, but no one gave me a goat.
I would have loved a bottle of wine.
Yeah, maybe a bottle of wine, because
nice
they couldn't
simple.
Keep the goat. Then they, because I don't think, I've never seen people walking around Dubai with a goat.
No, it's not the
I don't
city
know
for
so
goats.
They couldn't take it, but they were very thankful anyway. But I think a lovely
That's
sign,
a lovely gesture.
Lovely gesture.
Lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, back to the roses, truly. Yeah. So the boyfriend, is he automatically an escort now? How does it all work?
How does it work? No, so he's not an escort. So he did ask me, he's like, do I have to be an escort now? And I was like, no, you're fine, Sinna, don't worry. But yeah, so I think I get an escort. I don't know who it'll be. They're going to their boot camp this weekend. So hopefully
do you get
now.
To pick?
No, you don't get to pick. I think they're assigned to you. Yeah, so we'll see.
Will they be from
I might
Kerry?
Help him find a bit of love if he's single. I have a few single friends down at home.
Will they be Kerry based? Will they be from Kerry or from anywhere?
Anywhere, all around the country.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And how does the boyfriend feel about him not being the escort and you getting another bloke?
I actually think he's a bit relieved.
Okay.
Because I think he was actually a bit worried when he asked me. I could tense. He was like, what does the escort do?
Yeah,
so he was panicking.
Am I being dragged into
but
this
no,
as well?
He's fine. Who?
He's not been dragged into it as well. He's fine.
He's fine.
Okay, well, that's exciting. So we need to get in touch with you before you, like, when you meet the escort, how that all happens.
Yeah,
we want to know. Bring him in. We'll quiz him, won't we, Anita?
Yeah.
We'll get the lowdown from him. Well, listen, you're now officially living the dream, and you're going to be our eyes and ears for the Roses Truly Festival, whether you like it or not. Seriously, best of luck.
Thanks,
I can't.
Ben.
You did it.
I did it. I know. I'm shocked.
It's amazing. Kerry Rose in the house.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.